Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Larong pickleball, bakit nga ba marami ang naiengganyo na sumubok at maglaro?
The idea is all about giving credit to the seniors who have, once they have been exposed to pickleball, have even exchanged their golf for pickleball or at least give some time to pickleball and in addition to golf. Pickleball has been a factor in our lives, so much so that we thought the group will have a seniors tournament.
Grupo ng mga seniors sa Western Sydney nagsagawa ng pickleball tournament. Ang pickleball ay naimbento noong tag-araw ng taong 1965 sa Bainbridge Island sa Washington sa US ng tatlong magkakaibigan na sina Congressman Joel Pritchard, Bill Bell at Barney McCallum. Pagkatapos nilang maglaro ng golf at pag-uwi nila sa bahay ni Pritchard, nadatnan nila ang kanilang mga pamilya na nakaupo at walang magawa. At dahil meron silang isang lumang badminton court, naghanap sina Pritchard at Bell ng ilang kagamitan sa badminton. Ngunit hindi nila mahanap ang isang kompletong set na mga raketa. Nag-improvise sila at nagsimulang maglaro gamit ang mga ping pong paddle at isang butas-butas na plastic na bola. Noong una ay inilagay nila ang net sa taas ng 60 pulgada parang tulad ng badminton at pinalo ang bola sa net. Habang tumatagal, ang katapusan ng linggo na tuklasan ng mga malalaro ng bola ay tumatalbog ng maayos sa aspalto at di nagtagal ay ibinaba ang net sa 36 pulgada. Nang sumunod na katapusan ng linggo ay pinakilala ni Barney McCallum sa laro sa bahay ni Pritchard. Di nagtagal ang tatlong lalaki ay lumikha ng mga patakaran na lubos na umaasa sa badminton. At the rest is history, ika nga. Pero may malinaw na orihinal na layunin ang larong pickleball, ang magbigay ng larong maaring laruin ng buong pamilya. Samantala sa Australia, unang nilaro ang pickleball noong bandang taong 2010 sa Sunshine Coast Region sa Queensland. At taong 2015, ang sport ay magsimulang gawing seryoso ng mga manlalaro. Ang governing body naman ng larong pickleball sa Australia ay sa ilalim ng Pickleball Australia Association na gumagabay sa pambansang paglago ng sport. Sa pagsapit naman ng kalagitnaan ng taong 2024, ang mga ulat mula sa Ausplay at ng Australian Sports Commission ipinapakita na mahigit 92,000 na Australian ang naglalaro taon-taon ng pickleball. Kasama na dito ang mga tournament at mga social games na kinakahiligan naman ng maraming mga kababayan natin sa iba't ibang panig ng Australia. Gaya na lamang dito sa Sydney sa New South Wales kung saan nito lamang isang grupo ng mga seniors ang nagsagawa ng isang pickleball tournament.
Unang-una po, sino ang nakapag-isip netong vintage pickleball? Kuya Ruben?
Lahat kami. Dahil malaking bagay ang nagagawa. Yung pangalan lang, vintage. Something to do with sweet wine. Sorry po, old wine, ibig sabihin. No, actually, the idea is all about giving credit to the seniors who have, once they have been exposed to pickleball, have even exchanged their golf for pickleball or at least give some time to pickleball and in addition to golf. I'm specifically referring to these two who are converts, not really full converts. Pero pickleball has been a factor in our lives, so much so that we thought the group will have a seniors tournament. And true enough, when it was brought to the attention of the Philippine Australian Sports and Culture President, wow!
Yan ang tinig ni Ginoong Ruben Ganghe, isa sa mga miyembro ng Senior Pickleball Community sa bahagi ng Seven Hills sa Western Sydney. Ibinahagi niya ang tungkol sa ginanap nilang vintage pickleball tournament kung saan marami sa kanila ay mga seniors.
As soon as I heard that it's for seniors, I at once jumped into the idea because as you know, with PASC, we all year round we do sports, and this is the first pickleball tournament of the PASC. And the good thing is for the seniors as well, because like we want to encourage really senior for mental and physical and emotional health. And that's why I supported the PASC and my company. Yeah.
Okay, if you can just say something. One of the things that we mentioned is that even if we lost the game today, we are all winners. Yeah. Because we have decided to be active. And instead of just doing some, an idle thing, we decided to be, because it's always been fun to be people with the same thing, with the same aspirations, with the same activities. And true enough, that gives us a pleasure in being able to at least contribute to the well-being of the seniors.
Maging ang Pangulo ng Philippine-Australian Sport and Culture Incorporated na si Marivic Ayap ay naengganyo rin na maglaro ng pickleball. At ibinahagi naman na ginawang Hill Santos ang tungkol sa senior pickleball community na kanilang kinabibilangan.
Can you talk about the senior pickleball community po?
Yes, I think after retirement, there's a lot of life after retirement. As a matter of fact, I become addicted to pickleball. And seems like pickleball adds life. And the kind of camaraderie within the community is a big boast to all the seniors. So we have the motivation to live, to play, and to celebrate life.
Tulad ni Ginoong Hill Santos, maraming iba pang mga seniors ang naengganyo na maglaro ng pickleball. Tulad na lamang ni Willie Jabson na ginagawa o nilalaro ang pickleball kasama rin ng kanyang pamilya.
Kayo po, when did you start playing pickleball and what encouraged you to do this?
Oh, we only started last March. Yeah, I was invited by my kumpare, Paring Ruben, and I wasn't sure I can still play pickleball. Because during retirement, we sort of played golf,
yes,
which is the old man's game. And then we were invited by Paring Ruben. And we said, why not? We'll try it. Although we had some doubts if we can still play it. But here we go. We played. And
he was only one before, but it became a family bonding. He was doing secret practice without us knowing.
Yun po, comparing it with golf, kasi yung golf, you walk and then you hit the golf ball. Ito talagang, you have to run, you have to jump.
Yeah. This is more exciting. And in terms of exercise, this is better. With golf, you just basically walk, hit the ball, and swear a lot.
It's boring.
And swear a lot.
Yung po nabanggit ni Kuya Ruben, it's also a family bonding sa
inyo. It is, because my grandkids took interest in playing pickleball, and one day we organized one and they really enjoyed it. That's why we organized another one on the 5th of September.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we got 5 grandkids and they're all willing to play. They enjoyed it.
Kasama din sa mga naglaro si Ginoong Romy Samson na siya namang nanalo sa Intermediate Men's Championship competition.
Kayo po, may award. Yeah. Kayo po ang nanalo ng
Intermediate sa seniors. Yeah. Champion.
Champion. We're talking to a champion ng pickleball dito sa Pickleball Vintage. Paano po kayo nag-prepare para dito sa competition?
Actually, we play a few days a week.
Yeah.
To prepare for this competition. Tapos, pickleball is easy to pick up anyway. Madali siya if you have experience in tennis or badminton or any racket sports. It's easy to pick up. Lalo na sa matanda, no? It's easy. That's why we are indulged in this sport. Socials. There are many places where you can play. You don't need to be known to each and everyone. Just go, show up, and play. Maraming places. There are many places where you can go into.
Bukod po sa pickleball, ano pang sport ang nilalaro nyo dati before pickleball?
Tennis. I played tennis. Basketball, of course. Filipino loves basketball. What else? Sipa.
So kung pagpipiliin po kayo, tennis or pickleball, will you give up tennis para sa pickleball or you'll do the same?
Now that I'm senior, I think it's easier to play pickleball. the court is smaller, the racket, the paddle is
lighter.
Pero tennis is heavier and overwhelming yung court is too big. Siguro, as of now, I will choose pickleball than tennis.
Does it also help na may mga venue kung saan indoor siya compared sa tennis?
Yes. May indoor, may outdoor din ang pickleball. There are several places where you can play both indoor and outdoor.
Isa rin sa mga sumali sa naging torneo o competition dito sa bahagi ng Western Sydney ang dentist na si Dennis Francisco at ibinahagi niya kung bakit siya sumubok na maglaro ng pickleball.
Kayo po, can you tell us about you starting to play pickleball? Kailan kayo nagsimula? May pamilya ba nakasama ngayon to support you o maglaro din?
Well, actually, I was just introduced to pickleball by my brother when we met up in the Philippines. And he said, why don't you play pickleball? I said, what the hell is pickleball? So he invited me over with the people that he played with, because pickleball is very popular in the Philippines. So I said, okay, I'll give it a try. So from that point onwards, I never played regularly because at that time, we kept on traveling back and forth to the Philippines because of my father-in-law, who just passed away. And I only started playing regularly around March
this year.
So I'm still very new and I'm still learning.
Para po sa inyo, aside dun sa being active as a senior, ano, gaano po kahalaga to be out with the community playing pickleball?
In all honesty, because my job is so isolating, being a dentist. So I only see my patients and I never really have friends, like social friends, not too much. So ever since I started playing, now I've got more friends on Facebook and Messenger. Yeah, you really make a lot of friends. Young and old.
Bukod sa pakikipaglaro sa mga taong bagong kakilala pa lamang at sa pakikisalamuha sa iba sa paglalaro ng pickleball, ibinahagi rin ng mga seniors na ito kung ano ang mga benepisyo na kanilang nakukuha sa paglalaro ng sport ng pickleball.
For each one of you, ano yung benefit para sa inyo ng pickleball?
You need to be active. At our age, we need to be active. You just cannot sit at the lounge, at the couch every day. No, you can't do that. Watch TV, you can't do that. So you have to be active to stay healthy and live longer.
Ayo po, Tito Robert.
Yeah, actually, may pasa namin sa mga bata for them to be able to play. And speaking of that, you will be looking at the lolo of the champion, equivalent of Alex Yala sa tennis. Ito naman sa Alex sa pickleball, apo niya, apo ni Romy.
Yes.
And the one who introduced pickleball to me, kaklasiko, nakapatid niya.
Yeah, the same person who introduced both of us to pickleball.
Last January. And then it's good, very good.
Pickleball is becomes a routine to me, and it becomes beneficial to our physical, mental, and maybe including our connection with the community. And that's all.
Well, obviously, the health benefit is number one. Building up camaraderies within friends and basically earning new friends. Almost every time we play pickleball. So, yeah. Good way to meet new friends.
At para sa mga nag-iisip na sumubok ng paglalaro ng pickleball, narito ang payo at pag-engganyo ng mga seniors na ito.
Ito pong sport na to ay para sa lahat, mula sa bata hanggang senior. Ano po ang words ninyo para dun sa mga still thinking to try pickleball?
Just go for it.
Ikaw po, Ms. Marivic, ano ang iyong encouragement sa mga gustong sumubok ng pickleball?
You know, most of the pickleball players are retired tennis players. So that's why they're good. If you are a past tennis player, you easily pick it up. And I still play badminton. So tonight I'm playing badminton. So I play both. Badminton, pickleball can mix, but tennis and pickleball can't because of the heavy yung racket ng isa. And for it's not only for physical, for mental talaga, pickleball is the way to go at the moment, the craze.
Tito Ruben, bukod dito sa unang vintage pickleball, are there any upcoming events? At syempre dun sa mga interesado to join the community of pickleball, welcome ang lahat, hindi po ba?
Yes, everyone is welcome. And if I can just gauge yung sa reaction nila kanina, I hope they're not giving me the kwan, pero they were really saying that if ever there's going to be another thing that we will promote, they will surely attend. And that's very heartening, not for anybody, but for the sport. Everybody, and sa pamilya lang namin, like Paring Willie, look, my children gave me my Father's Day award. But the only thing is, sorry, but I'm not, will not be able to say it. But the thing is, other members of the family find it, like Paring Willie, as a bonding activity. So, and true, papalitan na yata nila ng ano, F for family.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.